In less than 2 weeks, Bethel residents will head to the polls in a local election to vote on city council representatives. But they'll also vote on a proposition asking residents whether to return to local option status. That change would end alcohol sales in Bethel, but would still allow for limited alcohol importation. With voting day approaching, local option supporters have begun to mobilize their campaign. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur attended their first public meeting on Wednesday.
It's a small group, 10 people, getting together during lunch at the Bethel Teen Center. There is pizza and cookies, but most people don't have time to eat. It's just an initial meeting to get some face time with fellow supporters and answer a few questions. Meeting organizer Sharon Chikuchin churns out blue and white campaign buttons.
They say vote yes for local option.
Voting yes for local option gives the community a voice and an opportunity to have no liquor store here. We saw the results of having a liquor store here.
And it's these results from when the AC Quick Stop liquor store was open that haunt the people at this meeting and motivate them to campaign for a yes vote.
Some people were drinking way too much every day.
The ambulance crew was just going. The police were just going.
The devastation that we experienced was really too much.
It's the first time in my life. I don't want to go outside in my own community. I can't take my kids to the park in my own community.
Local option is not a perfect solution, and the folks at this meeting will be the first to tell you that. Bethel residents voted to leave local option in 2009. People didn't like that the state was maintaining a database of all the alcohol residents ordered. People didn't like that if you brought in a certain volume of alcohol on a plane, you had to clearly label the contents on the outside of your tote or suitcase in precise 2-inch letters. And it needed an itemized invoice attached. It was a headache.
It's a very confusing code, and it's not well written.
Bethel City Council member Leif Albertson has been a vocal opponent of alcohol sales in Bethel. But like most people, in 2009, he also voted to leave local option. What tipped the scale for him is the same thing that turned many people away.
The felonies. You know, his 18-year-old kids getting felonies over bootlegging. It really affected them for the rest of their life.
Albertson saw mostly young males who suddenly couldn't get a job in education or health care, the region's largest employers, because of these convictions. The stakes are high and can be devastating if you mess up under local option. And it's easy to do. Charges that are Class A misdemeanors suddenly rise to Class C felonies under local option. Giving alcohol to a minor becomes a felony. Bootlegging becomes a felony. And the definition of bootlegging broadens under local option as well. Possessing more than a certain amount of alcohol is suddenly bootlegging, because possessing a certain amount indicates intention to sell. A bootlegging felony can carry a sentence of up to 5 years in jail, along with a fine of up to $50,000. Nevertheless, there's support to return to local option after the frightening conditions that legal liquor sales brought to Bethel and to the surrounding communities. The petition to put local option on the ballot gathered 297 signatures. Many of those people share Albertson's view.
I think of the choices we have, this is the best option that we have.
Some local option supporters see local option as an immediate stopgap solution for Bethel alcohol sales, but not one they want for the long term. Returning to local option would shut down alcohol sales and prevent new alcohol stores from opening. But there is the potential in the future for Bethel to vote to enter a different local option status than what would be decided in the next election. There could be an option that perhaps restricts alcohol sales just to restaurants while prohibiting alcohol stores. Or Bethel could pass stricter city alcohol laws itself and leave local option altogether. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Bethel's election is Tuesday, October 2nd.